Saturday, July 5th. Memorial of St. Anthony Mary Zechariah. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 8 through 16. Dearly beloved, godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we labor and are reviled, because we hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of the faithful. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the faithful in word, in conversation, in charity, in faith, in chastity. Till I come, attend unto reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. Meditate upon these things, be holy in all these things, that thy profiting may be manifest to all. Take heed to thyself and to doctrine, be earnest in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Haydock Commentary. Some think St. Paul alludes in this verse to the corporal exercises of wrestlers, which procured them but a little short renown, whereas the works of piety have a more lasting reward. Corporal exercises of temperance, mortification, etc. are good, but not to be compared with the spiritual virtues of charity, piety, etc. So says St. Bernard. Let no man despise thy youth. That is, let thy behavior be such that no one can have occasion to despise thee. Attend to reading. He recommends to him the reading of Holy Scriptures, which, says St. Ambrose, is the book of priests. Neglect not the grace that is in thee. The Greek seems to imply the gifts of the Holy Ghost given by the sacraments. With the imposition of the hands of the priesthood. Some expound this, when thou didst receive the order of priesthood or wast made bishop. But the sense rather seems to be when the hands of the priests of the first order, that is, of bishops, were laid upon thee, according to St. John Chrysostom. St. Augustine says that no man can doubt whether holy orders be a sacrament. St. Ambrose on this verse understands in the words, imposition of hands, all the holy action and sacred words done and spoken over him when he was made a priest, whereby, says the saint, he was designed to the work and received authority that he offer sacrifice in our Lord's stead unto God. The Gospel from Mark chapter 10, verses 15 through 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter into it. And embracing them and laying his hands upon them, he blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, a certain man running up and kneeling before him asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting? And Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? None is good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do no fraud, honor thy father and mother. But he answering said to him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. And Jesus looking on him, loved him, and said to him, One thing is wanting unto thee. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Haydock Commentary. None is good but God alone, that is, none is good of himself, entirely and essentially, but God alone. Men may be good also, but only by a participation of God's goodness. Christ here perhaps challenging the man to believe him to be God. We must recollect that to the faithful observers of the Mosaic Law, not only present goods were given, but the happiness of a future life promised. Hence our Lord with reason inquired whether he had kept the commandments. The innocent life of this young man is deserving of our imitation. So says Venerable Bede. Jesus looking upon him loved him. We need understand no more by this than that Christ gave him some marks of his tenderness for him and for all men by his kind instructions and invitations to a good and perfect life. It is worthy of inquiry how that could happen which the evangelist here mentions, how Jesus could love this young man, when, as it is here related, he did not follow the admonitions given him by Jesus Christ. The reason is, Christ loved him for his past behavior and his strict observance of the old law. So says St. John Chrysostom.